Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. I'm Amberly Lyons, and I wanted to create this podcast because I was really deep into New Age practices for like 15 years, all the manifesting, all the chakras, all the things, truly. And I just finished reading the Bible. Quite a contrast. I saw so many parallels, yet so many differences, and I find it so interesting to just dissect them. And I think so many people right now are going through this transition. I feel like there's this global awakening of people really finding Jesus and finding the Bible and finding Christ and finding not necessarily even Christianity or religion, but just gaining this curiosity, hence the name Bible Curious. And I think what I find the most wild in this whole transition in my life, because it really is a transition, like my whole life has been and still has elements that are rooted in New Age philosophies and teachings. And I just find it so wild now that I've kind of seen the light of what I believe to be the truth in the Bible. I'm like, why do we live in a world where it's considered cool and normal and interesting to like shove crystals up your asshole than it is to read the Bible? Like, why am I being shamed? Literally, like if I were to go to my friends and be like, I'm doing this crazy, you know, energy healing, I'm going to lick a frog, they'd be like, cool, tell me more. But if I'm like, I'm reading the Bible, they're like, weirdo, like you're being brainwashed. Thanks. What I want to tell you guys right out the gate is that no one has told me to do this. No one has influenced me to do this. It found me. The game chose me, honey. Jesus found me. And I think a lot of you are feeling that way. I'm going to do a whole other episode on my testimony and how I realized that Jesus has been trying to get to me since I was young. But I am finally listening and dedicated. Thus, I'm taking you on the journey with me. Because like I said, I feel like so many people are going through this right now because there was clearly such a jump into New Age spirituality. Like, I don't know if it started with Lululemon and yoga or what happened, but obviously there was like this huge, it became cool. It became trendy. I mean, obviously I was in it before it was cool. My friend jokes because she's like, she thinks that she brings me back to when I first started my original business, which is called Chakra Girl, if you don't know about it. And, you know, my mission was to make chakras cool. So she's like, Amberly, I want to make chakras cool. Once chakras become cool, Amberly, I don't want to do this anymore. This is lame and mainstream. I'm reading the Bible. But that's not it. That is not it. I'm not reading the Bible because it's different. I'm trying to be alternative. Like, listen, I'm telling you, and I'll share more in my testimony story, that it got to a point where I could not ignore it. There were dreams, there were signs, there were messages, there were what we would call a New Age spirituality downloads. And he came for me and he got me. So I just want to share with you guys, again, I'm not here to convince anyone of anything. If you're like, I'm still into New Age, this is weird, I miss Chakra Girl Radio, just know that I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything. And I'm going to share my journey and my story. If that inspires you to read the Bible, amazing. If you just think I'm a weirdo, maybe later. But I find it so interesting. And just as I, you know, would learn about these ancient Indian goddesses and I would deep dive and read about them, read books about them, I just decided to do the same about Jesus and it stuck. And I feel like with New Age spirituality, I was always searching for the next thing. And like New Age spirituality even kind of like honors being in your shadow and like being in your darkness and all of that. And yeah, like I thought genuinely when I was telling you guys that, you know, this new spiritual practice is the best thing since sliced bread. But then a month later, it was something else, and then something else, and then something else. I committed once I started reading the Bible, not even reading the Bible, just even listening to like podcasts and doing research about God and Jesus. And I decided, okay, I'm going to commit 6 months to this. And if it's not something where I'm like, oh, hey, no, I want to try this next thing, then I, you know, that's it for me. And it's been it for me. It's been over a year. I really haven't shared that much because I just kept getting the messages like, it's a time to learn. It's not a time to share. And even now, like, I'm not coming here to say I am a professional, what do they call them? I don't even know what it's called. Whatever. I'm not a professional Bible studier. Okay. I'm at the beginning. And again, that's why it's called Bible Curious. So I just want to share just how amazing I've felt through this journey and how much more grounded I feel. And again, if you're someone who's like, well, you told me that about chakra work, I'm telling you, this is the next level. Okay. And I will say too, like doing the chakra work and the new age stuff, I think you guys know that like you saw it was a slow transition because even in my old business, Chakra Girl, I started talking about Christ consciousness, which I'm realizing new age Christ consciousness is not the same as, you know, actually knowing Jesus. But I feel like through the new age practices, he somehow got through to me and brought me in the right direction. And I'm not necessarily saying that's not how everyone has to get there. But I think if you followed me for a long time, you'll have seen that it was a very, very slow progression. And yeah, we're still at the beginning. And I did an episode on Chakra Girl Radio about humbling because I was, you know, oh, I'm a chakra expert at New Age. And now I am the bottom rung, honey. Like I am just, you know, I'm a beginner. And that's where I felt there was kind of a gap in podcasts and, you know, women who follow Christ and faith-based content is that it is still very, they're already very sanctified. They're already very, you know, preachy, I would almost say. And I will preach, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm the queen of loving to give unsolicited advice. But I want this to be a space where everyone feels welcome. And it's for the curious. It's not for the person who's already, you know, 100% Christian, all in, because, you know, you're going to be like, this girl is lukewarm. And it's not for the person who is like, I'm church hurt and I am anti-religion. I don't even want to listen to someone talk about Jesus. No. It's for that in between, for the person who's maybe been doing the new age stuff and realizing like this doesn't feel aligned, or like it feels like my work is never done. Like, why is this not working? This is the thing. I'm telling you, for me, this is the thing that works. And it's funny because it's not like, you know, especially in that kind of like online spiritual coaching world, it was very much like, oh, this new spiritual practice made me $1 million in a week once I started doing it. Like the ultimate manifestation hack that got me a world, you know, around the world trip, first class. Like, no, that's not what it is. Because this does not feed your ego. If you want someone to feed your ego, unfortunately, you're in the wrong place. If you're ready to tear it down, you're in the right place. And I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna be preachy. I'm not gonna do any of that. But I think through listening to this, hopefully it will make you face some truths in your life. And some of them might be harsh truths, and that's okay. So, yeah, I just feel like there are a lot of podcasts out there that are focusing on like the woman who is already in it and she's Christian and she's going to church and all that. This is the step before that. And maybe it will turn into that. Maybe it will evolve and maybe we'll all evolve and grow and get baptized and go to church. Maybe we will. But this is not that yet. And I wanted to create a space for the curious, for the girl who is just starting to dive into it, starting to ask questions, starting to realize that maybe the new age stuff isn't working. And there are reasons for that that are in the Bible that I did not know. So we will be diving into that for sure. And I want us to just show the world that being Bible curious is a vibe, okay? Like, you know, why is it not considered cool? We're cool. We can be cool and Bible curious and go to church if we want to, or, you know, read the Bible. Like, I just think there's such this funny stigma. And it's like, if we think of all the New Age practices that we were nodding our head to and like, yes, this is it. This is definitely true. But then like the most ancient book in the world that the most people in the world believe in to an extent is considered uncool. And I get it. There's a lot of people who have church hurt. A lot of people have been hurt by the church. This is not about the church. This is about your relationship with Jesus, your relationship with God, your own teaching for your, to live your will that you came here to live. So yeah, it's going to be really fun. All right. So again, I, just to give you guys an update on where I'm at, like I have read the Bible front to back, starting it again. I've learned so, so much. I don't go to church every Sunday. I'm trying to find one that I enjoy, but I'm just not there yet. As you guys know, especially if you followed me from Chakra Girl days, I'm all about a morning routine and a morning ritual. So I am spending time every single day in his light, in the Holy Spirit, and, you know, have created some really beautiful practices that I will be sharing with you as well. And as you can see, I'm clearly changing a lot in my life. There is a lot in my life that is still rooted in New Age. Maybe that will change. And, you know, what's so beautiful about this process is that it really is a sifting. Sanctification really is like a purification, and it's not going to happen overnight. And I think for me, who's someone who really usually just dives in headfirst to everything, that is kind of hard for me. And I feel like I am in this limbo where it's like, okay, now I'm not like chakra girl, New Age girl anymore. And I'm definitely not quite full in Christian girl. So it is this balance and this dance where I don't know where I'm going to land, but for now, yeah, there's so much learning and so many questions, and it's just fun. So again, no matter where, what side of the spectrum you're on, zero judgment. We're not here to condemn anyone. We are here to just like support you wherever you're at and just like have fun doing it. So I'm going to read some scripture for you guys. So it's Luke 15:1-7. So it says, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Okay, so if there's any part of you that is like, okay, almost like, I don't feel good enough to be here. I'm not pure enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not doing Bible study. I'm not, you know, I've been in the New Age and I've been sinning or whatever. I just want to remind you, like, I'm celebrating you no matter where you're at. And I know that I'm being celebrated where I'm at. And if you're a Christian listening to this being like, how dare you go out there and start a podcast and tell people they don't need to go to church on day one and that it's okay to not be a perfect Christian, then you're probably in the wrong place. But remember, I'm the one he's leaving the 99 and he's happy that I'm coming home. So it's going to be a process. And I'm fine with that. So I just want to say too, like, again, I really feel like there is a collective shift happening. Like, I feel like Jesus is seeking out the New Agers and bringing us home one by one. And you may not know this, but it does like say a lot of the stuff, a lot of the New Age practices, it does say in the Bible that a lot of them are sins. So I'm slowly sifting them out. Okay. And it has not happened overnight. Again, there's still lots of things that are rooted in New Age, but we're sifting and we're going to see what happens. And I trust, it's like, we need to surrender. Like, if there's still things in your life that you're like, oh, I can't go down this route because of this, that, and the other thing, It's actually the opposite of that. Because when you surrender it all to him and ask for the guidance, he will show you how to purify your life in a way. And I always ask for it to be done with grace and not too much hardship. But yeah, the things that are not meant to be there won't be there anymore. So I just want to read this out. I wrote this down. This podcast is for you if maybe you're not feeling rooted or grounded and connected to the new age. Maybe you've tried everything and you're always looking for the next best meditation, the next best practice, and none of it seems to be the thing. Maybe you've heard Jesus calling you, or you've like started to feel the signs, you've started to feel curious. Maybe you're already dabbling in the Bible, or you are already going to church. Maybe you started this path even a little earlier than I did. I know when I started talking about this stuff, I actually had so many people DM me and reach out to me and be like, oh my gosh, I, you know, switched from New Age to the Bible and to Jesus, you know, recently. And I'm so glad you're on this journey. So there's people that are ahead of me in this journey that are probably listening to this.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
And, you know, no matter where you're at, like, just if you're curious to learn more, just stick with us, kid, because we are going to be learning and we are going to be, you know what? You might even be watching this being like, this girl, she's a few steps behind me. And that's okay. That's where I am. That's where I am. And I will continue to grow. So anyways, I want to make this, I don't know about you guys, but like, I want to find community in, I have like this shadow on my face. You guys, I'm still working with a setup and the shadow on my face is driving me nuts. So hopefully it's not bothering you too much in the glare. You guys, I will just say the devil has tried to stop me from recording this so many times. I even recorded it once and then like the sound was off. And then every time I sit down to record, they're now doing construction next door. So I'm like, listen, devil, listen, Satan, we're going to do it anyways. And it's those things. Hey, when he tries to stop you and you do it anyways, that's when you know you're friggin' unstoppable. So what I wanted to say, I want to make this a community. I want to make this fun. I want to meet other women like me on this path. So right now I'm just starting an Instagram account. I know there's funner ways to do communities, but we got to see, like, you know, does anyone even care? Is anyone even going to listen to this podcast? We don't know. So I did create an Instagram account. So it's at Bible Curious Podcast. And then my Instagram, of course, is at Amberly Lyons. Everything will be linked in the show notes, but make sure you follow us. But I want to give you guys like a mini version of my testimony. I do have a full episode planned on this. But Cole's notes. So in 2020, I had like a major awakening to truth with all the COVID bullshit and lies. Oops, I shouldn't be swearing. Oops. Sorry, geez. All the COVID lies, I just started to see things in a different light. I started to have an expansion of my consciousness and seeing that not everything that we believe. Okay, this is driving me nuts. Sorry, I'm moving it. I'm moving it so much better. So not every... I'm new, guys. I'm new here. I just started to see things in a very different light. I started to question everything. And I was really deep in the New Age at the time. I was doing like really deep channeling aliens, like deep, deep New Age stuff that I do believe allowed some demons to enter my life. Because doing things like that, you guys, like, you really are opening up to some darkness. And my apologies for telling you guys to do it and teaching you about it. Please forgive me. Literally, please forgive me. I did not know any better. I thought that that was the way. That was not the way. And, you know, it really put me in a, I don't know, I guess I was in a dark place and I kind of hit this peak in my business where I worked so hard to reach all these goals and it didn't satisfy me. Like, okay, I'm going to make $1 million. Then I'm going to make another $1 million. And then I'm going to do this and that. And it didn't fill me up. It did not make me happy. And then I just started to question the entire world. Like, why do we think that money is what makes us happy? Like, why do we think that? And if I'm not saying you shouldn't have money or you shouldn't want money or you shouldn't, you know, strive for abundance or whatever. I do believe God wants us to be prosperous. And it does say that in the Bible. But, you know, when that is your number one focus, it is rough. It is hard. It is depressing. It is unfulfilling. And of course, the work that I was doing was helping people. So it's not like it was all for that and 100% selfish, but it was also very selfish. Like, it very much was. It was very ego-driven. And yeah, it just like, it didn't feel right. And I just felt this desire to tear it all down. I was like, this ain't it. This is not it. And I just really needed to quit and stop the work that I was doing. And yeah, I didn't really know where I was going to go or what was going to happen. And I've just been listening to the calls and the guidance slowly. And it's, again, it's very slow. I've had to be super patient. And I wish that I could sit here and say, once I started reading the Bible, I became a trillionaire. Like, no. But do I feel a million times better? Yes. Do I feel a million times more grounded? Yes. Do I feel a million times more supported, more guided, more clear, happier, more selfless? Yes. And that feels better than $1 million. I will say it does. Coming from someone who's had both, I'm telling you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So then I will say too, what was very interesting. So basically my husband and I decided to move the city we were living in, this like stunning penthouse in Vancouver overlooking the ocean. We decided to pack up and move to the mountains, to the middle of nowhere. And that was dark. You know, the beginning was dark. It was a real shedding of the identity that I thought I had. And so it felt like a death. Like it felt very heavy and there were a lot of changes going on. But through all that, I had a prophetic dream of a Bible character who I'd never heard of. I'd never heard his story. Came to me in a dream and told me another Bible story and then kept telling me all these stories that I had never heard, never read. And it was like, you need to look into this. You need to start living according to these practices. And I started and I just never turned back. It just felt so right, so aligned. And I again, I'm sharing more of that in another episode about my testimony, but that's kind of how it started. So I will say, like, it takes daily work. I'm not here saying, oh, once you go down this path, your life's going to be so easy and it's going to be perfect, because there is such a shedding and a purification and a sanctification, and it is a process. So, you know, the battle doesn't really end once you let God in your heart. This is kind of when demons really try to come in. But it's actually so fun learning about like the supernatural side of this and like the demons and slaying the demons and repentance and, you know, releasing your identity. It's actually just so wild that everything that I was feeling and everything that I knew I needed to do was written in this book. And I didn't know that. And I got guided to it. And I knew it was real because I'd already been shown it and I already felt it. And then I was, and then it just was there. It was there in black and white. So yeah, we're going to talk a lot about slaying demons and deliverance and salvation from our own patterns. And there's so many similarities between the concepts, But when you look at it in this light versus the New Age light, it just feels so much more real. And so all the things that you came to me for before, obviously, if you had the Rituals by Chakra Girl app, or if you were in any of my courses about healing and spirituality and, you know, business and purpose, so much of that work is done biblically, and it is done with truth when it's done that way. Again, everything I created before through the New Age was collapsible. It could crumble at any second. And it did. Luckily, it was by my will and that I wanted it to. So I really let it go. But I can almost look back now and say, none of that was real. And now I know that even though I'm kind of like sifting through the rubble right now, I'm entering a rebuilding stage where the foundation is real and strong and will not crumble. It's like indestructible. All that success before like came with a sacrifice. Like it came with a sacrifice of my peace. It came with a really ego-centered, drive. And through that, like when you are going after things from that place, you're literally inviting darkness into your life. Like when you are not walking in the light, you are walking in the dark. And if you're walking in the ego, being driven by the ego, then you're walking in the dark and you're inviting more darkness in your life. And that sounds aggressive, but it is. It just is. So again, I don't believe like abundance is bad. But I just think there's a way to do it the right way. And that is the that's another journey that I'm taking you guys on. It's like, yeah, like I built this like major success and then I tore it to the ground. And now I still don't really know how I'm climbing back up, but I slowly am, but it's through his will. And so that's why I know that this time it's going to be sustainable. It will sustain me. Whereas before, like I said, it came with a price and a sacrifice and I could not sustain it. And one of the first messages that came through when I started doing this work was that the kingdom has to come first. So you need to move yourself out of the way. You need to move your intentions and your desires, move that all out of the way and surrender to the will that was meant for you. And that is when it can be created in truth. So again, I've just never felt more of like a glorious presence in my life. And even though, yeah, am I making $1 million a year this year? I'm not. But I've never felt better. I really can say that. I've never felt more grounded. And I'm going to read this other scripture. So it's Psalms 145:5. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Because I know that the miracles, I see them every single day now. Like it's just the synchronicities and the small little things. And I just know that I'm in so much more alignment. And then those little miracles and those little moments where I know, oh, I'm supported, I'm guided, he's here with me, I'm not doing this alone, like that feels so much better than the hustling and the grinding and the paycheck, to be honest. Okay, so I'm just gonna read. I really had to like think, like, okay, what is this podcast? And I feel like it's going to form into what it's meant to form into. But using the Bible to find truth and live our lives in a righteous way, practical tips to implement in your day-to-day, a place to feel accepted and not judged no matter where you're at in your journey, a real look at the New Age without total condemnation. Because like I said, a lot of these, you know, faith-based podcasts, like they won't even touch talking about the New Age with a 10-foot pole unless they're saying it is all dark, it is all demonic, because a lot of them haven't really looked into it. I'm not saying it's not dark and demonic, because I believe a lot of it is, but I kind of want to dissect and be like, okay, this piece of it, it's almost like, so what they say is like the devil speaks in half-truths. So there are pieces of it that are biblically accurate and true. And then there's other stuff that is not. So I want to dissect it in that way because, you know, these real Christian girls, they ain't looking at it that close. They didn't walk it. They didn't live it. So I have. So we can really dive into all of them. And it really is just like, an invitation to start asking more questions and a place to ask questions. Like, hopefully we can do some like Q&A episodes and, like I said, have more of like the community vibe. And, you know, I want to touch on things like conspiracies. I want to get into this whole, you know, like P. Diddy situation, all the darkness. You know, if you've been following me for a while, I used to like send a newsletter called Awakened where we talk about all the conspiracies. It was so fun. You know, I love that. And then I'm going to interview really cool people. So some of my friends, I have some friends that are now on this Christian journey. I want to interview some like ex-New Agers. I want to interview some Christians. And yeah, like I think we're going to just hear from people from all steps in this journey. And I'm just so excited. So can we say a little prayer? Let's say a little prayer for, yeah, see, this is not my good side. This is my good side. That's why I put the mic there. But it was shadowing my face. So we're going to sort out the setup, kids. We're going to sort out the setup because, you know, we can't have the bad side. Okay, so what we're going to do is, so if you're like, okay, I need this Jesus in my life, or if you've already welcomed it into your heart, we're going to just do a little prayer. Okay. So you can repeat after me or just repeat in your mind. So Lord Jesus, we welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into this podcast. We welcome you into this community. We welcome you into this journey. We want you to take full control of our souls and our lives. We surrender it all to you. We repent any wrongdoings from New Age spirituality. Please forgive us as we know not what we do. Please guide us to know better. Please cleanse, purify, refresh, and renew us. Please redeem us with your light and your love. Please guide us towards holiness, peace, and joy so we may please you and take part in your will to bring heaven down to earth. Please give us the wisdom, the people, the opportunities to learn the lessons that we need to bring you closer to us and to bring people closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want you to remember that you are chosen. God has a will. He has a plan. If you're listening to this, you are part of said plan and you are meant to be here. Like that's it. You're meant to be on this walk wherever you are. I'm going to read John 15:16. It says, so this is God speaking. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. Sorry, it was Jesus that said that. So you're chosen. You guys are part of a big plan. So yeah, again, like this is, again, this is the second time that I recorded this. And it is, I believe this one was better. This one, I definitely felt more aligned. So I think that's what's going to happen too. It's like, things are going to flow the way that they're meant to. And I'm really excited for this journey. And I hope you guys follow along and are a part of it with me. And I am just really excited. So reach out to me on Instagram. Let me know how you like this. Oh, and of course, it's a new podcast. So if you can leave a nice review, rate me 5 stars. If you hated it, don't friggin' say anything. Just leave it. Walk away. You don't need to say anything. If you have a bad comment, tell me to my face. That's how I feel. But if you want to be nice, you could give me a nice rating, a nice comment. Words of affirmation is my love language. And, you know, Jesus said, love each other. So love you guys so much. And I look forward to talking to you guys again very soon. Read your Bible. Get out there. Love you.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.